B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
How long have I been bitching about this track? Right here. Because you know what? I like the song. I like our song that starts our show, and I want to listen to it in stereo because it gets me excited to start a show. I got nothing. I got one in one ear. Like, get Dennis up here. Get this fixed today. You listen. How am I supposed to work? My studio. Okay. Let's do it. Hey, Beetle.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hardy? Good.
Coming in hot, huh, Hardy?
All right, then. Hi, Hardy.
Coming in hot? No, I've been.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Nice. That's a nice hat. You know what that hat looks like? The fancy, expensive ski jacket.
You tell me, Zoe.
Yeah, you're out tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay, I just now found this out.
I knew.
I'm not gonna let this make me be in a bad mood, but it puts me in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood already.
I thought you were already in a bad mood about Monday.
No, Monday's fine. I'm going to be doing the midday show on Monday.
I was thinking today to celebrate the fact that I won't be here tomorrow.
And didn't bother to tell any of us.
I knew. You
told me that. Zoe knew.
Well, he didn't tell me.
I told Zoe weeks ago.
All right, what?
I thought you announced it in here. Like, hey, guys.
I didn't know.
Oh. Well, there is a schedule they produce.
You got an appointment.
The management puts out.
Oh, it is big sexy
I do.
Day tomorrow, though.
I do have an appointment tomorrow.
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Couples yep. Backs wax. Yes. Couples back wax.
So, what?
Your wife needs to have her back waxed?
Don't stop that. Hey, couples
I thought maybe today to celebrate a getaway day for myself for yeah. once, the way Zoe does.
You pick the music.
I won't interrupt Zoe once today. I'm going to let him do whatever it is he wants to
this
do.
Is great.
Good.
I think that's a good way to celebrate it and put you in a good mood for tomorrow. Huh?
Yeah. Gives you a teaching lesson as to how to handle me tomorrow.
Zoe wants to complain about the music. I'm going to let him do
no,
it today.
No, I love the music today.
No, there's a rejoin. Rejoin you don't like?
I like our song. Oh, I heard it on Touch and Rich today.
Yeah?
What's that one?
Tell me more.
Hey. That one. Boop, woo! Boom. Woo! Hum. Yeah, it's a good one. It's still in the system.
So, what do you want to start with today?
I'm not doing this. If you're doing this, that...
I want to start with Betts and Price in Dodgers uniform.
I just don't feel well. Kind of tired. I don't feel right.
Sorry. Fred felt that way the other day, too. I want to start with Betts and Price.
Oh, okay.
Or we could start with Casario, whichever one you want to start with.
Well, see, I'm going to leave it up to you, Zoe.
So bad.
You know, you do it.
Let's do better.
There is a rundown that, you know, there was put together this morning.
I don't have one. Nobody gave me one. Jim.
If you had to guess what the top item was on the rundown, would you guess Betts, Price, or Casario?
I would say Casario.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but yesterday was a little bit of a reality punch, you know, punch in the gut, seeing those guys in those uniforms. We'll get to that, though. But I don't know where this came from, and credit to Ben.
Did it really make you feel bad to see David Price in a different uniform? Really, a punch to the gut?
No, no, Betts in Dodger blue. That one hurts. Price, get out. You know, your clubhouse will be better without him, even though he ran it. I don't know where this one came from, because I tried to watch this dynamic all year play out. Meaning, you know, when we're on the road or whether we're at home games, what is Nick Casario doing? Is he doing the same things that he's done for the last, 10, 15 years, right? out there playing catch with the quarterbacks, talking to Josh, or is he alone by himself? Do he and Bill make eye contact? And all the answers were yes. So to me, as an observer and being around them, it just seemed like business is normal with Nick. And when there's reports that you're leaving and, you know, Houston's after you and there was tampering and that stuff and how it went down at the ring ceremony, all that stuff, I'm thinking, okay, maybe there's something there. This is really good for your football team moving forward. I'm not talking about 2020. I'm talking about for the next 5 years after this. Because I think if Bill's here, if Josh is here, and now all of a sudden Nick's here, all three of those guys are going to have hands in picking the next guy after Tom. And that might have to happen really quickly, in a month. So I think it's great that Casario's coming back and back for a while. And he's getting compensated well. And he's going to make a lot of money doing what he's doing. That means he likes it here. And that's good, because I didn't know if he liked it here. You don't know what to believe half the time, because they don't tell you anything, right? And you just got to read into things. Credit Volan for getting that. And I think he has a relationship with, not a relationship, but I think, you know, he's been at the forefront of some of the Casario stuff, going all the way back to, you know, the Jack Easterby back and forth. So Volan had it first. Casario's back, and that's good for your football team, especially if they might be in sort of, I don't want to say a rebuild, but a retooling, so to speak. You know, we talk about what are the four things that this team can do moving forward. What do you want them to do? I want them to stand pat. I want them to get the quarterback back, and I want them to build around him. That's all.
So this, to me, does provide them with a ton of stability that they know will be in place, because this is sort of an unstable time. You don't know who your quarterback will be at game one next season.
Well, you lose your offensive line coach again. Go back to last year. Your coordinator now all of a sudden is the head coach at Rutgers. Gerard Mayo was talked out of doing business downtown Boston. And then he becomes it, and you see Steve Belichick calling plays. And like, who's doing this? You know, and there's Bill coaching them up. And then all of a sudden, you have Brett Bielema. He might end up getting a job out of Michigan State, you know, Hardy's alma mater. And that'd be great for him. This gives you more stability than you thought you had.
They hired a coach 2 days ago.
Did they? Who did they hire?
Mel Tillis.
Tucker.
I call Mel Tillis?
Mel Tillis.
Shoot. I didn't know that. All right.
He said no. And then they said, what if we give you more money? He said yes.
Okay. Good. Good for him.
$5.2 million a year for Mel Tucker.
Oh!
So maybe that was the case with Nick Casario. Money was a factor. He loves it here. Likes it here. Whatever it is.
Well, Volan wrote that he wanted that he'd be willing to accept that McDaniels situation where they would, you know, if they came to him last minute and said, we're going to give you all this money, he would accept that to stay. So right? Didn't Volan write that at the end of the season?
I don't remember exactly how it was written, but I do remember that. So if he is here because of a new contract that pays him what he thinks is appropriate, then that's great. I mean, even if he left, it didn't mean that he didn't like it here. Didn't mean that he was leaving because he didn't like being here. Maybe he felt he was undervalued.
Yeah.
That he wasn't being compensated appropriately.
It felt at times like Nick was on an island, you know, because they don't let him talk. You know, we've even talked about this going back to,
I've interviewed him.
Did they throw him out there? Did they put him out in front? Like, okay, you're a GM, and go answer some questions. I remember that at the beginning of the year. And he's always has that same delivery. He sounds like Belichick. He looks like Belichick.
Yep.
It's just
all
like
true.
A robot. Robot. But I thought he wanted to leave. I had that feeling. I'm surprised when I heard this news. I was floored. I'm like, wow.
I'm not, only because we saw the way things sort of happened in Houston. And when Houston announced that Bill O'Brien was going to be pretty much the GM, that to me was, that's a door that's closing for Nick Casario. You've got to remember his contract expires in the springtime after the draft, which I'm guessing is problematic for front office executives that want to switch teams. Because if he wanted to switch teams, if it were that other part, he doesn't like it here, he just doesn't want to be here anymore, he wants something new, then he would have to sit out. He'd have to let his contract expire, not work until next, you know, winter. This time next year would be when he could get a job.
Yeah, and maybe there's a little bit more information behind the scenes regarding Bill as to what Bill's timeline is, too. And Josh, stick around.
You know, so is Nick Casario more likely to stay if Bill Belichick is staying for a long time or he's leaving soon?
That's a good question.
Well, I'm asking you. You were the one that said maybe he's got more clarity on the timeline. Was he more likely to stay if Bill was coming or going?
See, I think he would have wanted that Texans job. But the fact Jack Easterby's there and has his hands and stuff, that's amazing to me. Because I don't look at him as a personnel football guy. He's like a character guy, character coach. Now all of a sudden he's picking talent? I mean, come on. See, I think if Nick would have jumped, he would have jumped with another coach that understands the system, that knows him, that knows his style, and has a pretty good work environment. I thought the Texans had that. See, I don't know if Miami has that. Who knows if Carolina has that? Other teams or other places that he could have gone. You know, who the hell knows what happens down in New York? Say Gettleman gets popped here in a year or two. You know, what's the tenure of the contract? I think Nick can bounce at some point, but the most important decision you're going to have to make for this organization is not who's going to replace Bill Belichick. It's who's replacing Tom Brady. And if it's the young kid and the kid you had and the kid you're developing, or it's somebody outside that you've sort of got your finger on and you're looking at and saying, that's the guy we're going to bring in, this decision is huge. And I think it's good that him, Josh, and Bill are here moving forward right now. I'm talking immediate future. Because say Tom leaves, you got a month to figure out what the hell you're doing. And I don't know if they know. Or maybe they do. So
we are now a month away from Brady. Does he want the Peyton Manning treatment, or are we going to be tracking planes?
That's interesting, huh?
Well, we'll be on FlightAware looking for tail numbers and flights a month from now.
Beetle loves that stuff.
Are we like 4 weeks away from that?
Yeah.
You mentioned that the other day. You said we're going to be tracking planes, aren't we? Are we going to track planes? Will that happen? Bert Breer has something on that. You'll know what it is coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I can tell you this. I know that the plan is to make sure it's not one of these Peyton Manning type tours, that it's not, you know, helicopters chasing Tom Brady's car around. I think it'll be concise. But I think
you mean the free agent aspect?
Got to start with that meeting between Belichick and Brady.
You don't think the free agent aspect is going to be an OJ chase through the streets?
No.
Okay, yeah, I don't either.
Well, let's put it this way. It is their hope for that not to be the case. Of course, that, you know, if he decides he wants to take all these different visits, which I don't anticipate, then certainly this will become that type of circus again.
Jeff Darlington with Tommy Curran talking about it not being a OJ chase as it was described.
Yeah, right.
Bert Breer has something on this as well as we get closer to Tom Brady hitting free agency. Are we going to be watching this play out in real time? Like it did with Peyton Manning a number of years ago when he went to the Denver Broncos. We're tracking flights and where is he going next?
How's he not going to Miami?
It was intense. Where's the plane going?
Right.
All right, here's Bert Breer on that.
Ooh, hey, sexy.
One of the things that you see his ultimate peer, Brady's ultimate peer, is Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning went to Denver. Peyton had some of that. Like, Peyton was sitting in on things with John Elway, and one of the things that attracted Peyton Manning to Denver was, maybe someday I want to do what John Elway's going to do, what John Elway's doing mm-hmm. now. So the opportunity to observe it would be good for me. And oh, by the way, I might bring up a suggestion here or there. And so I think he and Peyton talk, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he has a very good idea of what Peyton had in Denver. Maybe he has a desire to have some of that stuff.
I mean, but doesn't Tom already pretty much create the game plan and so forth to Josh?
No.
Really?
Really.
What song's that?
I don't know, but it's
Tangway?
Very loud. Yeah, it's on NBC Sports Boston.
That? They do that now?
Early edition.
Oh, it's fancy studios. They got boom, boom, boom.
No, but they don't do it while they're on. This is like the recap that they post.
Oh.
The recap.
It's annoying.
Yeah, so when you replay the audio, they know where it's coming from.
Yeah, no, we credit NBC Sports Boston all the time.
Sure do. We're on now.
On there right now. Always giving credit.
Except sometimes when they put us on, we don't always get the credit.
All their podcasts and their content, NBCSportsBoston.com. We're happy to give proper credit to where people said things.
Yeah.
That's all. We're not afraid of playing it with the music. No problem. Bert Breer with Gary Tangway, our buddy Gary.
Ominous.
I think we should do an entire segment like that, if you don't mind.
Try it.
Boom, 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 boom. Just play it in the background.
Yeah.
Let things roll along. All right, so Brady doesn't want this then.
So I agree with Darlington from the aspect of he's not going to hit six teams in, you know, 10 days. And let's just fly here, fly there, talk to this team, that team. Here's what you have to worry about. The first team he visits, say it's Vegas. Say it's the Raiders. You remember when Mario Williams hit free agency and he got to Buffalo? They're like, here's the contract. It's offered to you right now. You sign it or we take it away. You leave. He never left the building. He stayed there that first day. That's what you have to fear here is, are the Raiders crazy enough to offer him, you know, front office type stuff?
Yeah.
Along with Gruden, sitting in meetings. John's in at 4:30 every day planning stuff, watching film. You're going to do that with him?
Do you think, let's get to
and
that first
here's
point.
Here's the guaranteed money.
Breer says, you know, because Peyton Manning and Brady talk,
I don't,
Manning at some point has probably described to him sort of that setup that he had in Denver. Do we think that happened? Because they talk, and I think they are pretty decent friends. Are they not?
Yeah.
They keep in regular contact as far as we know?
I guess. As much as you can. You know, they both have their lives.
See them taking the selfie together at the Super Bowl?
Yep. They're better. I mean, yeah, there's such mutual respect between the two. And Brady talked about it in that top 100 thing where he went and spent a couple days with just him and Manning and nobody knew about it.
They were on the Manning TV show on ESPN Plus recently together.
Yeah.
They were on that together.
Yeah.
He's been busting his chops on Instagram, I think, last week.
Busting my balls, yeah. Man.
I think Brady and Manning are friends. I think that's existed for a long time.
So if Tom's spending that much time with him picking, you know, how do you run this route, that protection, and, you know, we got to put that same thing in. Why wouldn't you talk about what
hey,
else did you
how
what
was
else?
That when you switched teams?
Yeah, what was that like, man? Like, did you ever think you were leaving Indianapolis? Now, that was different, though, because he was hurt. See, this is not injury with Brady. This is shelf life.
But it may be the same thing because it's a team that wants to break up with a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Indy didn't want Manning anymore.
They sucked for luck.
The Patriots,
right?
in their, you know, football guy, Bill Belichick, may not want Tom Brady anymore. Or they may not be willing to pay him what Tom Brady can get elsewhere.
Okay, there you go.
But this other part of, hey, wow, if I do end up going elsewhere, maybe there's something really cool for me in that they'll even ask me my thoughts on, I don't know, things in general. Even though we heard last year they're asking him whether or not he wanted Mohamed Sanu, which he apparently did.
Why wouldn't you with what you had at that time?
So he gets some of that input here. But maybe it would be more if he went elsewhere. You mentioned the Raiders. See, that could be the case.
See, I keep going back to week one, too, when you brought Antonio in. And I remember Bill even saying, you know, we put so much into this. You know, Josh did. You know, guys like Troy. Working late with him in the bubble. Tom, he even mentioned Tom because he lived at Tom's house, drove Tom's cars. Like, you wonder how much, you know, Brady had in that, too. Like, you'd start to hear the whispers, like, hey, we got a shot at maybe we're going to get this guy. Because I don't think they just went and got him and called Tom and said, hey, we got Antonio Brown. There's got to be a little bit back and forth, right? You hear whispers when you're in that business. I remember it. Hey, we're getting this guy. We're getting that guy. You bet. What's his name? Butts. Marion Butts.
Marion
Butts. Yeah, we're going to get that guy. He ran all over us. He's coming in. He came in. He was a disaster. But I remember all the scuttlebutt before it, whispers. You know?
That's not Belichick going to Brady, right? That's got to be like an intermediary going from like one to the other. And like with
Bill going ownership, hey, is it okay if I get this guy? You guys going to be okay if I go get this guy? He's not a great guy.
Isn't it like, go see what Tom thinks about Antonio Brown? It's not like I'm going to go sit down with Tom and get his approval for it, right? Because that's not Belichick's style, is it?
No, but I think it's Bill's style to go to Josh. Josh, I mean, it ain't working right now. What do
how would Antonio Brown work in this offense?
Yeah, Josh.
Take a few minutes and come back to me. Meaning, go talk to Tom and then come back to me, right?
Yeah, fill it out. Can you make this work? Okay.
Can you get the double off Edelman with this guy? Can you do that for me? Can you design stuff with this guy? And yeah, then people hear whispers.
617-779-0985. Ron's in the car. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Ron.
Really quick, I just kind of really wanted to say, I don't think in regards to that thought process of him looking at front office, I don't think Tom Brady's got any designs on front office at all. If you've ever listened to any commentary he's ever done, he always defers to the coaches and what they've done off the field and leaves it to them.
Yep.
He has
employee number 12. He always defers. Yeah. Yep. Employee number 12.
When he throws that, when he's done throwing that ball, that's it. You're not going to see him have anything to do with football other than the occasional commercial or kind of just sitting in the booth hanging out.
I would generally agree with that. I mean, I think you're right, but I also think that Brady, just as a player, might enjoy that experience of being more involved.
Well, I just say I think the opposite, only because of what him and Giselle go through right now. She hates him to have anything to do with football now, and you think she wants him going to work at 4:30 in the morning with
no. No, I don't. I don't. I don't think that at all, but I don't think he'd be going to work at 4:30 in the morning to do anything related to the front office. As a player? No. He's in there by 5:30 anyways.
He puts,
yeah, but that's kind of an all or nothing proposition. If you're going to do something related to the team and have any kind of a real job, then you're going to be there every day, and you're probably going to spend more hours there than the players do. And if you're not, then you're really not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't baseball.
No.
You don't have special consultants,
Hardy,
that show
I would
up
imagine
for
it like
training.
This. You have an occasional meeting with the GM that you don't have here where you talk about some football things.
Yeah, but see,
that would never happen here.
But you need time. You got to invest time in it. He's so centralized.
How much time are we talking?
I don't know. He talks about having to get himself ready and the process of going through that and how it takes every single bit of energy. You know, during the day to just worry about what I have to do. I think he likes having a team put it now. He's got to adjust to make himself fit. I think it's hard when you do it one way for 20 years. Now all of a sudden you're going to start picking talent to put around.
No, I don't think that's what he's doing. I think it's, hey, Tom, come into my office today. I want to bounce a couple things off you. See what you think.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, an hour a month we're talking.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about any real commitment. I'm just talking about having a good relationship with the guy who's picking, and this would go, I would put this under Brady's umbrella of the wanting to feel appreciated thing. Like, where a GM makes Tom Brady and his voice and his opinion on football matters important.
Yes.
It makes him feel more
important. While he's still playing, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all. I don't think he's going to do anything after football in a front office role. No.
So either.
I don't think at all that's what he's going to do. We pretty much see what he's going to be doing after football. But I think he would enjoy being on a team where that happens, where they value what he thinks about certain players, even if it has nothing to do with his team. Hey, Tom, you know, for next year, we're looking at this guy in the draft. What do you think of this receiver? Even if you're not going to be playing next year, what do you think about this guy? I just think he'd like that, maybe, based on what Peyton Manning has told him. But I don't think it's enough to sway him to go somewhere. I don't think that's enough of a reason for him to say, I won't be in New England, I'll be elsewhere, because I want to have a GM I'm able to talk to a lot. Like, what?
Do you think that'd be helpful, though?
There's no way there'd be a high-ranking factor for him.
Yeah, but see, man, like, priorities.
Helpful to who?
Priorities.
Could Brady see something that the coaches don't see in
absolutely.
Guys? Like, draft guys, the way they move their hips, anything. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Sure.
You would know the specifics.
Totally.
Bill talked about that. When
especially
he
with the
down.
Nerd invasion in this sport, where they want to go by stats and analytics, and they have fewer of the guys around who actually watch them as football players. Absolutely,
you got to pull.
Brady's going to imagine how he's throwing to that guy when he's watching it on film, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Where's my ball placement going here? Does this guy have the ability to open his hips? Because he back shoulder stuff. Can he catch balls below the knees? All that. Does this guy elevate, or is he a receiver like we've seen with Dorsett that you better hit him in the chest? Because he's not going to stop and go up and get it, or he's just going to keep running. It's like the replacements. Hit him in the white hands, you know? There's guys like that. And Brady changed his off seasons. You know, at this age, he readjusted priorities and who he spends it with. It's turnkey here. It's going to be different if he leaves. It is, wherever he goes. Because he's got to be more invested. I'm talking off season.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that will start right away as soon as he signs somewhere.
Damn right.
Here.
Especially if it's for big money.
Absolutely. That means Brady's going back to work next month and not in June.
Going back to work is like a 23-year-old. Just, it ain't your locker room anymore. You're entering their locker room.
not a lot of time, Hardy, to put things in the bucket when you go to work starting next month.
Well, maybe someone else should get a
just
job.
Just a thought.
Maybe someone else should get a job.
A little something there for him. Let's get to Taysom Hill as a possible Patriots quarterback. I don't know why this topic has lived as long as it has.
Why don't we throw Mohamed Sanu in the mix too, since he has actually thrown more NFL passes than Taysom Hill.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Excellent stat.
Yeah.
Good work, Zoe.
Mohamed Sanu has thrown more balls than Taysom Hill has.
Can we kill this topic?
We could kill it next, sure.
Yeah, let's do that.
Kill Taysom Hill next?
Yeah, we'll...
Watch how you phrase that, because people pick up on it, okay? People pick up on it.
I don't mean literally.
Opinions.
Zoe's all nervous after his Giants thing yesterday.
Oh, my God. Poor Fourier. Can't even give an opinion. Fox News picks
what do you mean?
Up.
I heard he'd reported things.
It wasn't a report. It was his personal.
I saw on TV he reported the Patriots don't want him anymore. They're ready to move on.
Well, that's what TV's saying.
Isn't that what he said?
That's the clickbait on TV. No, it's his opinion that he's 100% pretty much gone. His opinion.
Oh.
Like you and I have an opinion.
Yeah.
Are the Red Sox ever going to sign Betts? No. There's our opinion. Jeez, you better take it and run with it. 100%.
All right. Well, let's get to Taysom Hill next.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Breeze peering in, awaiting the shotgun snap. Here it comes. Vikings rush 5. Breeze to throw, looking for Hill in the end zone. He leaps up and he makes the catch. Taysom Hill with the touchdown. And the New Orleans Saints have fought right back. Down 4, 20-16 on the touchdown toss from Drew Brees to Taysom Hill.
Yeah, sweet. Taysom Hill to the Patriots? Why is this a thing? How did this start? Can someone tell me how it started?
Ever since Taysom Hill said he wants to be a franchise quarterback. And if he's going to be a backup, he doesn't want to be there.
Like, who then started Nolan's this?
Taysom did.
No, Sean Payton said something about him being a franchise quarterback, though, didn't he? That started before.
Here's what Payton said to Peter King. Sean Payton said, yeah, I think someone is going to make him an offer, talking about Taysom Hill. But the first thing the fan has to understand is, if we tender Taysom as one, meaning placing a first-round tag on him, the team that makes the offer on him and signs him to an offer understands they're going to give up a first-round pick if we don't match. That's easier to do if you're pick 22, 23, 24, 25. The Patriots are pick number 23, for those of you who didn't know. We might very well see if it's a team in the second half of the first round. That's where I guess it started. Because he said those four picks, and the Patriots are one of those four picks.
It started in August when Brady signed this contract that got him out of the deal.
Well, wait.
Because they were in the market for a quarterback. The Patriots weren't in the market for a guy like this.
No one mentioned Taysom Hill until like now. No one was talking about...
They wouldn't be looking for a quarterback if Brady was under contract.
Let's just bring Tebow back.
Of course. But that's irrelevant.
This guy's actually more athletic than Tebow.
How did this start? And I guess it's that. I guess it's that one comment that has started this as a discussion point all over the place.
How old do you think he is?
I know how old he is Jim told me
he's a Mormon.
Jim told me how old he is today, and I did not realize
amazing
that he was this old.
I thought he was a 22-year-old kid.
He's going to be 30.
Let's bring in a guy that's 30.
He'll be 30 before the season begins.
He's older than Garoppolo.
You'd think he was like a kid. Like, oh, yeah. You know,
he's older than Garoppolo.
That's a young backup there, Taysom Hill. He's like 24.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's get rid of Garoppolo, but let's keep this kid. Yeah, let's go after this kid. There's a lot to look at on film, boy. Throws a lot. I don't get it. I don't. Nice piece. Nice little piece to throw in there when Drew Brees is in there.
You got a 41-year-old quarterback, and you know, he throws it all the time. He's just a pocket guy. It's nice to mix it up with this guy. But to bring him in to be the guy, is this off of Lamar Jackson? Really? You know, the new running quarterback, right?
No, I mean,
Good luck trying to survive that way the entire time. Get your head ripped off.
That he's going to be, he thinks he's going to be a big-time quarterback in this league. He believes that.
Watch them being on him. Our luck.
You know who's not in on him?
Who?
The Saints. They play Teddy Bridgewater every time Breeze is out.
Thank you, Jim.
They don't play Taysom Hill.
That's a good point. He was the third guy there.
He didn't exactly light it up in college. His senior year, he had 12 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. They threw for like 2,500 yards.
You want anything to do with this guy?
I'd bring him in to put him as like a slot back opposite Edelman. That'd be kind of cool. But not like to be under center. God, no. No.
So Taysom Hill went to BYU, obviously.
Yep. Served his mission.
And then went on a mission.
Yep.
So what year did he graduate BYU?
2016. He was undrafted in 2017.
Okay.
But he was recruited to Stanford by Harbaugh.
So he played 5 years at BYU, five full years, then went on the mission for a year, and then came into the NFL in 2018. That's the timeline.
I think he went on the mission before he started playing football.
Oh.
Because he was recruited by Harbaugh. He went on his mission, and then Stanford wouldn't let him in.
Why
because
not?
Because they don't allow players to... Oh, they would let him in, but they wouldn't allow him to join the football team until after graduation.
Mm. What? Why?
He could go to classes. He just couldn't join the football team. I don't know.
That's
Stanford.
Stupid.
No idea.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
So he decided to go to BYU.
Good for him.
Okay. No, I don't want Taysom Hill on the team. No, I'm good. And I think that Sean Payton is ridiculous if you think someone's given up a first-round pick for him. Nope. I don't think that's happening.
You know, that could be Sean Payton selling the hell out of it, too, to try and coop something back. Because he knows he's got an aging quarterback. He's got to make a decision on Bridgewater. And Jim's right. You played Bridgewater. You didn't play this kid. So Teddy's your guy if Drew retires, right? You're going to do everything you can to keep him. And all of a sudden he gets in this kid's head and thinks he wants to be a franchise guy. Because he's played a little bit. And they flex him out, threw him the ball, and let him run around on a keeper. They're like Keystone Cops music right there. The Benny Hill. Gonna run around, catch a ball, make a play. Gonna go check a ball, damn day. It's like Keystone Cops with this kid. No, I want some stability at the position. Go with Stidham or go get a guy. You know,
not this guy. No.
Yeah.
All good.
No.
No, thank you.
Kill that.
Jake in Worcester. Jake.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
So I just wanted to ask your opinion on something.
Sure.
Talking about Brady leaving. I mean, do you think the money is more important to him? Do you think the people that he has to play with are more important to him?
He's not going anywhere that sucks, right? I mean, he's not going anywhere to be 4-12.
No.
So, I mean, the team has to be pretty good. So I wouldn't say that the team sucks. And then what's next? I mean, there's only a handful. There's like three possible landing spots, right? Here, Tennessee, and probably
Raiders. No, but I think what Jake is asking is, will he go to a bad team if they pay him a lot of money?
No.
That I was wondering what weighs more. Is it, I mean, because he was complaining about the offense this whole entire season, saying, I have nobody. Except for Edelman.
I think he'd be miserable. So I don't think he would do it.
He was miserable this year, 12-4. He knows he needs a bye.
I think Jim had asked this question. Would Tom Brady have been as miserable if he were making $30 million a year last year? Or 35?
Good question.
If he were being paid as a top quarterback last year, with everything that still existed here, would he have been less miserable? Would he have been happy?
If you could accept what's around you, and like we can't do any better than what we did here, then yeah, maybe you accept that as a player. You know, even going back to last year. Okay, so say he had $30 million, but you know, we tried to get everybody. We tried to get this receiver, that receiver. You know, Rob came back.
I don't want to believe that that's true. I don't want to believe it's just about the money for him.
I don't think
it
is.
But we'll find out. This is what we're going to find out.
Yeah, and so I don't think any of us really know this answer, but if he goes somewhere just for the money and he goes to a bad team, I think that's going to be very different than everything we've ever known about.
You know, this is the only really true way where the Patriots could look really bad here. Say he goes somewhere, or say it's Tennessee or somewhere. He goes, I'm going to go there. I'm going to take 20. I want you to use the rest of the money to put good people around me. That he would choose to leave, actually make less than he made here.
Make less.
That would be wild.
Oh, that's the way. Sad. That's the only way this team gets kicked in the balls. Truly. That would be.
I disagree with that.
Well, wait a minute.
Then he leaves for 25 over 2 years.
They will get
that's it. A kick in the balls, too.
Yeah. That means they were less than. Yeah. Because they can't say we didn't go to we did go to 25.
Or it anyway. Means Brady doesn't like the team very much.
Yeah.
Tennessee's one where he could go there, though, and could win.
You know what? My wife and I, we do really well. Give me 20. Keep these receivers. Pay the back. Pay the running back.
Wouldn't that be something?
I highly doubt that happens.
Give me 18. Pay the running back.
I highly doubt that. Mike Giardi's got a tweet on Jared Stidham that we need to address. We'll get back to your calls as well. I see you waiting. We'll do it. It's all on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
First time we hear from the outfield in the regular season here in 2019. First time we see on the field in a regular season game in his NFL career, the rookie quarterback Jared Stidham takes over for the Patriots. Fourth round pick out of Auburn. First down and 10 from the Jets 44. Takes the shotgun snap with a blitz. Pressure on Stidham, and he's brought down.
All you need is a fumble or a quick pick six and 12 back in, where he is up off the bench with his helmet under his arm, listening to all the calls, leaning in with Josh. So I think they're just trying to take a peek here, too. Let's see if the kid can get out there and function and finish a football game. That's where he's got to be careful. Third and forever, and you just don't want to force one here to where you get yourself in trouble.
Takes the snap on third and 14. Drops back, throws to the near side. Shoots off for Bolden, picked off. And it's going the other way in the arms of Jamal Adams at the 30. Cuts it right, 25-20, 15-10. It's a pick six for New York.
Exactly what you don't want to do.
Listen to people cheering Brady coming back.
Stays on the sideline as Tom Brady comes out with the offense.
Magic ball. Magic ball.
One of Zoe's greatest calls ever.
It's seen unraveling.
He comes onto the field, and Zoe's like, all right, well, you know, in this spot, yeah.
Just don't want to throw a pick six here.
Don't force one and throw a pick. Ball is snapped. Stidham drops back. There's the pick. Boom. Here's a tweet from Mike Giardi about Jared Stidham. Yesterday, he tweeted, checked in on Jared Stidham's season-long development with someone who knows. We'll theorize on that in a moment. Here's the response. Quote, great kid, has worked hard, definitely improved, definitely made progress. Really never know how it will go until he has to play.
Sounds like Brady talking about Garoppolo to Jim Gray during one of those interviews. Hey, yeah, you guys traded Jimmy away. Great kid, worked hard, teammates liked him. But you got to go out and play, and you got to prove it.
So what do you think that is, that tweet? You know what I think it is?
What?
Josh McDaniels says Jared Stidham can't play quarterback. isn't ready to be the guy. That's what I look at that as. Or whoever. I don't know that it's McDaniels. I'm just
Mick Lombardi?
Whoever. Someone who's involved.
Can't really be anybody.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to put him down. Great kid. When you start with great kid, when you ask, how's the quarterback playing? Is he ready to be an NFL quarterback? And the first thing you say is great kid? Okay, that means you're not a great quarterback. If the first thing said was he's great, well, then you'd be talking about him as a quarterback. Great kid. Awesome. Mm. Tim Tebow was a great kid. He sucked.
Taysom Hill's probably a great kid.
Probably a fabulous guy. Right?
Yeah.
Terrific. I'm confused.
What is going on here?
I don't know either.
Who's that person?
Josh took it away. There's a side. What is the side by side of? Who's the guy on the right?
What the hell's going on?
The original photo.
Is it the original bus driver?
That's the original, yeah.
Stidham's got a little head, huh?
I don't know why we did that, but I'm loving it. All right.
You guys could do that, but you can't put Brady in a helmet.
It's almost like we needed to prove that this was a Photoshop and Stidham didn't actually drive a bus one day.
With our logo on his shirt?
It's a nice shirt.
That's a great. We should put those in the Sports Hub store downstairs. How's that store gone? Artie, who's worked in the store downstairs, the Sports Hub store? They're out of touch or rich t-shirts.
They're closed for inventory.
I saw our mugs are 2-for-1 down there.
The
right
Jones
now.
T-shirts are great. With the big vulture.
Yeah. Anyway, that's how I look at that. Okay, so Stidham's not ready.
Okay, good to know. They don't think Stidham can play,
which means we are heading right down Andy Dalton Avenue. I'm telling you guys.
That's such an important tweet, though.
It's
for the
happening.
Future. That's such an important tweet for the future. Because even Zoe doesn't know. You're like, of all of us, Zoe's going to know who's the guy. Zoe's like, maybe. We don't know.
Jim, I've already.
Doesn't that say no? Doesn't that tweet just say no? He's not the guy?
To me, it does. I've already started to mentally prepare myself for Andy Dalton to be the Patriots quarterback.
I am not doing that. I refuse to do that.
Okay, but Stidham might not be the guy and could still beat out Dalton.
Wouldn't that be great?
Because Dalton stinks, too.
Dalton's definitely not the guy.
We could just whiz all over. That'd be great.
I saw the report yesterday.
Zoe screaming, red rifle. My red rifle.
Shut up, a-hole.
Ian Rappaport reported yesterday the Bengals intend to find a landing spot. Yeah.
I got one for you, and it's not here.
That the quarterback
anywhere
is
but here.
On board with when the time is right. What? you're trading the guy away, yet you're going to make sure he's on board with it and the time is right? Oh, that Cincinnati Bengals team is so poorly run from the top on down. The Bengals right up there with the Chargers, the two worst, throw the Browns in there too. Three worst franchises in the NFL.
Yeah. See, something interesting took place last night too, and I told you guys this about a month ago, and you were walking out that door right over there.
Was I?
Yeah, I said, hey, what do you think about Matt Stafford here?
You did. I don't think you ever brought that to the air.
Never brought.
No, he mentioned it on the air.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I don't know if he mentioned it on the air.
It was over a month ago.
Definitively as
he
did off the air.
Yeah.
You heard Matthew Stafford could be in play for the Patriots.
I would not mind him.
He didn't mention that on the air. He mentioned, how about a Stafford trade?
Well, he just shook his head yes, so now he's mentioned it on the air.
I don't know exactly how I put it, but they like Stafford.
Would you be surprised if Matthew Stafford became a Patriot?
Nothing would surprise me. Nothing.
That's a no for those of you at home.
They're picking what, third? They could get their guy there at three and trade him.
They're rumored with Tua.
They could get their guy at five. I mean, you've got the Dolphins sitting there at five.
That would be fabulous.
Say the Dolphins want to trade up to three.
I'll tell you, I'd really like
it. Patricia could trade the pick.
Hardy's having a bad day today, and now we're just floating this theory for him.
Well, why not?
That Matthew Stafford could get traded from the – because as Hardy has said
– come here and win.
The Lions have had good players over the years.
What they do consistently is they take really good players, and Stafford does not belong in the same conversation with Barry Sanders or Calvin Johnson.
True.
But it would be another good player. I mean, an upper echelon player in the league that they would either trade, dismiss, or force to quit the game of football.
Okay, but like he's been...
He's better than people give him credit for. He could throw.
He's been okay there.
I don't know that he's not getting enough credit. I think he gets the proper amount of credit. He's not great, but he's a very good quarterback. He's in the top half of the quarterbacks, of the starting quarterbacks in the league right now. But
Wouldn't it be a tremendous story if he were to come to a new team and be
coached
the guy
properly.
He was always supposed to be?
The one that got away.
And you'd get to watch him every weekend. You could feel good about rooting for the Patriots quarterback.
Sure.
If you're not,
you'd be a Pats fan.
You like Matthew Stafford.
You'd be a Pats fan. You get the old Bob Lobel. Why can't we get players like that?
You would enjoy rooting for Matthew Stafford here in New England.
Of course. If it's going to happen, I hope it happens here. How's that? That doesn't even really bother me.
Right, because it would benefit you in some way, even though not the preferred way.
So there was this, I guess, an article that was written by who, Jim? that Stafford's wife screenshotted.
This is from a TV station out in Detroit. Yes.
Okay. Out in Detroit, saying that they're shopping him and picking up the phone as far as trade talks.
The wife has said this?
His wife snapshotted on Instagram and said, well, I'd like to go to Cali.
The story's in our notes. The wife screenshotted from FanDuel.
But the wife didn't confirm that the team was shopping. She just said, oh, if this is true.
Yeah.
I could live in Cali, she said.
Right. No, I know that. Okay. I thought you were saying that the wife.
No, but the Bob Quinn confirmed it. Said 100% not true. Bob Quinn, I guess, texted back.
Of course.
That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean nothing.
Right. Like, we don't want that out.
If you're shopping your franchise quarterback and it doesn't happen, you don't want people knowing that you did.
Yeah, because then you got to piss off the franchise quarterback and then you got to deal with him.
Right. Or you're pissed off your fans or you're going to have a mess on your hands. What are you doing?
Right.
No, they would never confirm that if true. They're always going to deny that.
The first Instagram post was a screenshot of the story that said three likely trade destinations. And she captioned it with, well, if Detroit doesn't want with it, is done with us. And then the next one said, I could stay in Cali.
He's made a lot of money.
Yeah, she'll like New England just fine. She'll get used to it.
His best friend growing up with Clayton Kershaw. Those two guys, how much money? It's amazing to me that both of those guys have made hundreds of millions of dollars.
So they were childhood friends, right?
Yeah. They played growing up together. Yeah. Sports, like...
Unbelievable. Like, regardless of what you think of either of those two guys,
could you imagine Kershaw being like
puking on himself in the playoffs? Tremendous athletes, the both of them.
Yeah. Like, could you imagine being their neighbor?
To be on the same little league team together, and then they...
Imagine being a neighbor. Like, yeah, well, I cut both those kids, damn it. I didn't see it then, but boy, it turned out pretty well. Dumbass.
Kept my son over them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thanks, Dad,
stupid
coach.
Team you had. Yeah. Speaking of Clayton Kershaw and his Dodgers, Mookie Betts and David Price were in L.A. yesterday.
Careful, there's a gut punch for his...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.